Chapter 2. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made concerning all sorts of men, concerning kings and all those who are in high positions, so that we may go on leading a calm and quiet life with complete godly devotion and seriousness. This is fine and acceptable in the sight of our Savior, God, whose will is that all sorts of people should be saved and come to an accurate knowledge of truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, a man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a corresponding ransom for all. This is what is to be witnessed to in its own due time. For the purpose of this witness, I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am telling the truth. I am not lying. A teacher of nations in the matter of faith and truth. So I desire that in every place the men carry on prayer, lifting up loyal hands, without anger and debates. Likewise, the women should adorn themselves in appropriate dress, with modesty and soundness of mind, not with styles of hair braiding and gold or pearls or very expensive clothing, but in the way that is proper for women professing devotion to God, namely through good works. Let a woman learn in silence with full submissiveness. I do not permit a woman to teach or to exercise authority over a man, but she is to remain silent. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. Also, Adam was not deceived, but the woman was thoroughly deceived and became a transgressor. However, she will be kept safe through childbearing, provided she continues in faith and love and holiness along with soundness of mind.